Blog Talk Radio. Enhance your mind. Recharge your spirit. Awaken your soul. Enhancing Awareness Radio. Enhancing awareness with clarity.
All right, greetings, greetings, greetings. Thank you guys for tuning into the Motivational Classroom with Haru, Cedric, Dwight, and LJ. And today in the classroom, we're going to be talking about synchronicity, sacred geometry, and ancient wisdom. So how many of you guys are experiencing synchronicity, right? How many of you even know what synchronicity is? You know what I'm saying? So synchronicity defined it. Well, I pulled a few definitions of what synchronicity is, but this one I love the most. Synchronicity is a phenomenon where an event in the outside world collides meaningfully with the with a psychological state of mind. So that's the definition of synchronicity. Also, synchronicity is an ever-present reality for those who have eyes to see it. So I'm joined with my brother Cedric. Cedric, peace and love, brother. How you feeling today?
I'm good, brother. I'm good. How about yourself?
I'm doing all right, brother. I'm pushing through. I'm pushing through. Still in a little bit of pain, brother, but I am here. So.
Right.
Yes. So, brother, today, you know, we're talking about synchronicity, sacred geometry, and ancient wisdom. And it's a clip by Ralph Smart, brother. It's like a 30-minute clip. So when it comes to the topic of synchronicity, brother, how have you experienced synchronicity?
I think at different ways. I think last year was my real kind of observance or coming to understanding of synchronicity. Me and Connie went to New York, and mm-hmm. when we were in New York, we were with Chari, and everything we saw were in threes: 333, 222, 444, 555, 666, and it was just crazy how when we was like, as soon as all three of us got together, it's like when we started seeing it.
Wow.
It was like buses going by, cars going by, right? And then as soon as we parted, we only saw double numbers.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really, really kind of, you know, weird. I didn't really understand it at the time until we later had conversation about it, and then started coming to more knowledge of what the numbers meant and the frequency of those numbers, and then just the whole synchronicity of how it happened, when it happened, what was the message. It was just, yeah, we were elated. But at the same time, kind of like, what the fuck?
like mind-blowing. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, amazing. I remember crazy. When you went to New York and you, I remember that, brother, when y'all went and you was posting the numbers and stuff like that. So,
right.
Seeing numbers, I know it can be mind-blowing. You know what I'm saying? At first, because, like, when we first come into it, we really don't kind of understand what's going on. And to my knowledge, right. Each number means something, right? You know, so this week, guys, in the classroom, we're going to be talking about numbers up until Wednesday, I think, right? So today I felt that it was important. Yes, Connie, yes, synchronicity, yes. So today, you know, we're going to let Ralph break down what synchronicity is, you know, and then kind of, you know, get into the meat and potatoes about how you guys are seeing, you know, these synchronistic events in your life, right? And numbers
right.
is what a lot of us are seeing. So he's going to break down sacred geometry, and he's going to break down ancient wisdom. So I haven't listened to this particular clip from Ralph Sports, so I'm very interested to see what he's going to say about it. Now, I do know tomorrow's going to be 11-11, right? So how many of you guys have seen 11-11? You know what I'm saying? So 11-11 seems to be like everybody's, like, major one, you know what I'm saying, that they start to see at first, right?
Then
it's like 333. Then it's like 444, you know what I'm saying? And when it comes to the numbers, you know, I do know that they mean they mean something for everyone. I think it's kind of unique for that person, really. You know what I'm saying? It kind of, you know, what state of mind are you in, like something to note, like your thoughts, your dominant thoughts,
right.
You know what I'm saying, in that moment, whenever you're seeing the number. So if you thinking something about, you know, you are desire protection in some type of area in your life, and that is your dominant thought, and then you start seeing 444, you know what I'm saying? So that's the universe, you know, confirming you and letting you know that you are on the right path and that you are protected in that area. You know what I'm saying? I know for me, 333, you know what I'm saying, if there was something that you desired to know, you know, like you wasn't clear on something, you know what I'm saying? And that's when 333 will start showing up, right? So 333 being like the divine master teacher. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So there is a website that I am going to put in the show notes. It's Joanne Sacred Scribes. And she is really, really good at these numbers. So that's kind of like a guide for you guys to go off of. But even though that's a guide, I still encourage people, you know what I'm saying, to figure out what it means for you. You know what I'm saying? Figure out what it means for you. So I'm going to go ahead and go. I don't know if I'm going to go through all of these, brother, but let's see. I'm going to pull up 333.
What you feel?
Actually, I'm going to put this. Huh?
I said, what
you
feel?
What, brother? What am I feeling?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Because whatever you feeling, that's what we're going to do.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah, brother. Well, see, it's like 111. I'm trying to hold on, brother, because I got like a some memes 111 all the way up until 1111, and they all got like paragraphs and shit. And I'm trying to find a simpler one to break. I think this is a good one. Shout out to Connie. I hope you guys had a great day yesterday, brother. Brother, what? How did y'all day go yesterday, Mother's Day?
It was good. It was really good. You know, her youngest son came over and we went and had lunch, and then came back to the house and we really just chilled, relaxed, talked. We really just enjoyed it. I mean, it was like a really calming day. It wasn't too hot. It was really comfortable. And, you know, we was able to really just enjoy Mother's Day. And it was, Connie, I wish she would have took more pictures of just her. I mean, she is, I'm gloating only because she's mine. But this woman looks so fucking beautiful yesterday. She does every day, but she went and got her hair done, and she got these highlights in her hair now, and I'm just saying, she's just fucking hot.
Well, Connie, we need to see pictures, my love. Yes, okay.
Yeah,
she said phenomenal day.
Yeah, send the face shot. Don't need to be showing anything below the shoulders. That's my activity. I will deem when pictures can be sent from the shoulders down, because that shit has not changed. All they need is a neck up shot of just the hair.
Neck up. I love it.
Oh, shit.
All right.
Don't mind me. I ain't shit.
Nah, you good, brother. You good. All right, shout out to Brother Dwight. I know he's listening in the background. Tomorrow's gonna be tomorrow's gonna be 11/11, and then Tuesday's gonna be the Divine 33. Yeah, something like that. I'll look in a minute. But anyway, 111 is the intuition, right? The 111 encourages you to keep following your spirit. You are on the right path. If you see this, listen to your gut and your heart. That's when you're saying 111, right? So 222, this is the one I see a lot. 222 is the right place. You're in the right place at the right time. Trust in what you want. Don't think of things you do not want when you see this number. Okay. All right. 333, mind, body, and spirit. Focus on all three aspects. Don't neglect one for the other when you see this number. All right. I like to think of that one as the master teacher as well, like things that you want to know, things that you need to put into fruition and get, you know, that aspect of it.
Right.
444 is the protection. The universe and your spirit guides are protecting you. Pay attention to your thoughts and your environment when you start to see 444. All right. So 555 is the change. Change, right? 555. Five, change. A change is occurring. The universe is moving things around for you when you start to see 555. Yes, sir. 666. All right. 666 is a step back. So take a step back to rethink it and ask yourself, is what you're doing right or wrong? So pretty much kind of evaluate, you know, any situation or situations that you may be encountering when you start to see 666. I don't see sixes a lot, ever. Sixes and nines, I rarely see. Yeah. Sixes and nines, I rarely
see. Sevens. Fours, twos, ones. That's more common for what I see all the time.
Okay. Seven is the inner strength. Release all your fear. Be strong at heart. Look forward to the future with excitement when you start to see the seven, right? So eight is the balance. You are in harmony with the universe. Your thoughts and actions are also in harmony when you start to see. So eight is pretty much you, meaning that confirmation that you are in harmony and you are in balance, right? I rarely see eight. All right, number nine is the wrap up. So yeah, as we know, nine is the end all, right? Time to start a new journey. Wrap up loose ends, let go of what does not serve you, and prepare for the next level when you start to see the nine. All right? So that meme was a short meme, you know, but the website that I'm going to post for you guys, Joanne Sacred Scribes, it gives you more in depth, and it has, like, literally all of the numbers, you know what I'm saying? So if you're seeing a number like 1, 2, 3, 4, you know what I'm saying, it's going to be on Joanne's website. So life path number, you know what I'm saying? I encourage you guys to really study what your life path number is. You know what I'm saying? You can go to you can actually type in a life path calculator on in Google, and you can figure out what your life path number is. You know what I'm saying? And that's another great tool to kind of go off of, you know, when it comes to your personality aspect, right? So do you know your life path number, Cedric?
I used to. I got it written down somewhere. I think it's 3. I'm not for sure. I got to go look again.
Okay. I wish Dwight was here. Dwight knows this. Like, this is his topic right here.
Right.
Oh, shit. Okay, I'm winging it the best way I can, you know what I'm saying? But the clip, I know that we're going to play. Right?
Mine is 3.
It's a 3. Okay, ask her, Connie, what is your life path number, love?
I love to know everybody.
Give me 1 second, brother.
And she's a 1.
1 second, brother. She's a 1. Okay, 1 second, brother. Hold on 1 second. All right, brother, my bad. All
right. Oh, you straight?
Yes, brother. Okay, all right, yeah. Brother, that was actually the hospital calling me to check up to make sure I was good. They never done that before. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, that's shocking.
All right, so, let's see. All right, so I pulled an article, right? And the article is 7 Steps to Invite Synchronicity in Your Life, right? So, number one is be open to receive the wisdom of each moment as it unfolds. Synchronicity reveals an underlying pattern in the universe, a large guiding framework that organizes our lives. Number two, know what you want and set the intention. Yes. That is a huge one right there. Know what you want and set the intention. And that's when we do that, that's when I notice that we start to, events and shit just start to happen and start to rearrange itself and unfold itself. And again, it can be fucking mind-blowing, like, wow, when we are aware.
Right.
You know what I mean? So powerful. Number three is shift your energy. Synchronicity is energy. Change your energetic and vibrational frequency to reflect the feeling or reality that you wish to embody. For instance, if you want to feel more love, be more loving. Okay? Changing your frequency will change the changing your frequency will change the people we attract into our lives as well. You remember that question about frequency and vibes, brother, from Saturday?
Oh, yes.
Yep. So changing your frequency will change the people you attract. You know what I'm saying? And when it comes to attraction, guys, when it comes to love, you know, we're so busy trying to find love and da-da-da-da, you know what I'm saying? And then we may be attracting people. I get this a lot from relationship readings. We attract people on a certain frequency. You know what I'm saying? And it's a frequency that we do not want anymore, right? But see, what part of that frequency are we taking ownership that we are operating out of? You know what I mean?
True fact.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I mean, we have to take ownership or even our own fucking frequency, whatever that is.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because that's going to be the attraction that we get. So if you're vibrating low, that's what you're going to get. You know, so, you know what I mean? I mean, hey, it is what it is. If you vibrate high, of course, that's what you're going to attract. That's what you're going to get. All right? So that's just how it works. We are all communicating with the field of energy around us. Again, everything is energy. Who we are being and how we are feeling directly affects this field. Number four, be in a service of the people in your life and for humanity. So being of service, basically. Let go and let the magic happen for you. Now, I like that one. Let go and let the magic happen for you. I have found that synchronicity occurs when I am feeling more just doing. I'm more in the zone. In terms of awareness and consciousness, right? So being aware, you know what I mean? And then just kind of allowing the universe to unfold and do its thing. Now that shit is magical right there. So, all right. I'm liking this article. All right, so number six is relax. Synchronicity requires being relaxed. It cannot be willed or focused. Expanding our awareness within the infinite sea of consciousness is okay. So anyway, relax, right? Number seven is embrace the mystery. Right. Embrace the mystery. Synchronicity is about being awakened to the infinite possibilities available to us within the divine matrix of perception. Have fun with it. I always tell people, have fun with it. With life, you know what I'm saying? Have fun with it. Embrace it and let it flow, right? Let it flow to you like a pure water of a spring. Allow the mystery to unfold. And I think the mystery is just beautiful, you know what I'm saying, as it unfolds, you know. So
Definitely.
Have fun with it. Have fun with it. All right. All right, Connie, you are a one. I'm going to go back to this life path. All right. So number one is independent, original, driven, ambitious, a leader, a visionary, individualistic, determined, and ruthless. All right. And number three is creative, communicator, energetic, innovative, bouncy, artistic, broad-minded, imaginative, and scattered. All right. Me being an eight, I am an entrepreneur, realistic, planner, domineering, striving, forceful. Well, damn. Greedy. What? All right. Yeah. Excited. Okay. Well, goddamn. All right. I don't like that meme.
I'm done.
Oh, man. We kind of say yes. But, yeah, so, again, guys, know your life path number, you know what I'm saying, and just kind of explore that, and you can explore. It's really dead-ass spot on when you do the life path calculator, and it gives you, like, a detailed, like, a whole page of shit, you know what I'm saying? So,
right.
Go ahead and study your life path. All right, so, brother, we can go ahead and go into the clip. I think it's going to be a short show, my brother.
Hey, whatever is comfortable for you is comfortable for me.
All right. We in the flow. Yes. All right, brother, so I'm going to pull this. All right, so. All right, guys, so again, this clip is going to be about 30 minutes long. If you guys want to call in, the number to call in is going to be area code 929-477-3423, 929-477-3423. Be sure that you guys are pressing 1 so that we can see you in the caller queue. If for some reason that you cannot call in, please download Google Voice. It's fast, it's easy, it's simple. You can download Google Voice, and you can also call in that way, all right? So how we do it is we play the clip, and this is, again, by Rap Smart, and after the clip, we come back and we discuss, all right? We're going to play a song, and then we'll come back and discuss, and LJ may be with us then, so. All right, guys,
right.
We'll be back. All right, peace.
Peace, infinite waters, diving deep once again. Number synchronicities. Life synchronicities, relationship synchronicities. What's happening? Is it random? Is there a plan, a design? I have seen so many synchronicities in my life that it has helped me in becoming the greatest version of myself. What is synchronicity? Emanating from the Greek, syn, together, chronos, in time, happening at the same time. I have so much respect for the psychologist Carl Jung, who talked of synchronicity as a coincidence in time of two or more causally unrelated events which have the same or similar meaning. And this was groundbreaking because this was going into the metaphysical, the world of dreams and our imagination. I have my own definition of synchronicity as a psychologist as well, and an infinite being. I say that synchronicity is where your dominant thoughts align with your life and become your dominant experiences. A lot of people say, I keep seeing 11-11, 2-2, 3-3, 4-4, what's going on? An example of synchronicity I have experienced. I remember going to the skate park, obviously, and at that time, I had a lot of thoughts in my mind about the awakening process, and there was a guy on a BMX, and we got into this conversation, and it was as if he was just a mirror to me. We were talking about all kinds of things, because synchronicity is when you have that thought and it aligns with someone else. They help magnify it, and it was fantastic. Also, it can appear where you are thinking about something and it manifests in your physical reality. So in 2012, I was having a lot of synchronistic experiences, and that was a time of waking up. I was seeing 11 all over the place, and I questioned myself to say, is this just a random event? Then the more I got into numerology, I began to see that numbers are sigils. A sigil is a powerful symbol. Mathematics is the language of the universe. Everything is based on numbers. The numbers don't lie. And I began to realize that 1111 was a gateway, a portal. It was helping me remember who I was. It also represents DNA activation. It also is a way of entities communicating with us in unseen realms. So 1111 is a master number in numerology. It is representing the visionary. And the more I began to see this, it was in alignment with what I was going through. I was having a moment of clarity. 11 equals 2, 1 plus 1. 2 is contrast, duality, doubt. So you are always seeking, analyzing, questioning your reality. So if you are seeing 11, that is a sign that you are beginning to question your reality, because things just aren't adding up. But also, it's a sign that you are now becoming more conscious of the world around you. Synchronicity is all about how the inner becomes the outer, how our psyche, how our thoughts shape our reality, how the mind can mold this physical reality and is powerful. 2-2 is the master builder. Powerful. It's the architect. It's also used in masonry, because these are the higher sciences that now we are beginning to see govern everything in existence. 3-3, which is the world teacher. It is higher consciousness. So just seeing that, if we are seeing these numbers throughout the day, we have to ask ourselves, are we taking heed to the encoded information in them? I have had interesting experiences with 3-3 because I made a video called How to Decalcify the Pineal Gland. And then I realized that there was another video. So I realized it's a girl talking about the pineal gland. And now I realize that she has the same birthday as myself. That tripped me up. I was like, oh my days, March 3rd. But that's how synchronicity works. Everything is in alignment. And it's all based around numbers. One is the cycle, the beginning of the cycle. That's where it starts. Nine is the completion of the cycle. So 9-11, an ending, now you have a new beginning. So the more we realize that being aware of numbers can help us because it's all hidden in plain sight. And what I've realized is that synchronicity is not just about numbers. It's about life experiences. It's about how you feel within yourself. Because it's all based around the law of attraction. We don't attract what we want. We attract how we feel. And I've seen it. Because our brain is a transmitter and receiver of information. So we have to ask ourselves, what signals are we putting out there? Because we are going to align with that. I have connected with so many amazing people, and we can use this as a tool to create more harmonious, synchronistic experiences. By becoming more harmonious within yourself, you start attracting more harmonious experiences in your physical reality. Because you not only turn into whatever you are tuned into, the vibration you are emitting is the vibration you are becoming. So we see it in relationships as well. And that's why I always say, you find the one you love doing what you love. Because with synchronicity, you don't have to search for it. It's pure magnetism. Once you are in your element and your true authenticity, the whole universe aligns with that. And the right people come in your life that will help you to grow, that can assist you in helping you become the greatest version of yourself. I love the world we are living in. I see that numbers are codes. You have the Fibonacci sequence. And the Fibonacci sequence starts off with 1, 2, 3, 5, 8, 13, 21. There is a universal pattern within the universe. This is what we call the golden ratio. And what I've seen along my journey is that because all of this is so cutting edge information, many of us, we just pass it by. Because number synchronicity happens to all of us. The question is, are we able to see it? Are we conscious? Are we aware of the magic all around us? I use numbers in helping me become the greatest version of myself. I see that we are made up of numbers, and it's all based on resonance and the law of affinity. So our emotions, feelings, all produce a numerical value. When we are vibrating on that super high frequency, such as the love vibration, we are having more cycles per second. We are spinning super fast, and that is a very high frequency. Therefore, our number value within ourselves changes. When we are in a low vibration, such as fear, jealousy, judgment, now our numerical value decreases. We begin to slow down. And I've seen that the fastest way to raise your vibration is to have fun. Buy a ticket, get in a plane, jump out of a plane, and open your arms and shout, "Mom, I'm on camera!" Because it's all about unblocking ourselves, not suppressing our emotions. There is a number science I have discovered. If we look at the numbers 1 to 9, let's start with 0. And 0 represents the void, the circle, the Ouroboros, which is the serpent swallowing its own tail. So it is a symbol of completion and showing us that life is eternal. We have the number 1, which is the Alpha, which is also in correlation with the letter A, the pyramid. And the number 1 is all about oneness. That shows us the universal truth that everything is connected. It's also a symbol of the Homo sapien, the wise man, being upright, the only creature that stands on 2 feet upright. We have the number 2, which is all about the love connection. At the same time, it is about duality, night, day, positive, negative. But it shows us that separation is an illusion, because when 2 people are in love, they become whole, they become one. So going back to the master numbers, 11, 1 plus 1 equals 2, now we are waking up to the illusion of separation. That is an awakening sign. The number 3 is all about creativity. And they say 3 is a magic number. I've seen it. And we have the saying, death happens in threes. But 3 is a symbol of the Trinity. It is also a symbol of imagination, the past, the present, and the future. But in essence, there is only now. 4 is all about the elements, and it shows us earth, water, air, fire, but also never eat shredded wheat. North, west, south, east, and the four seasons. Five is all about seeing the pentad, which is a symbol of balance. It is also a symbol of the underworld, and it is powerful because it deals with architecture, creation, building. Six is really sex, because some people refer to it as the Star of David, the pyramid ascending up, and also the pyramid descending down. But it goes back to ancient Egypt, and that is where we get so above as below. But it also represents the masculine and feminine energies intertwined. Seven is a lucky number. Why? Because in ancient times, they believed they were seven planets in existence. So you have the pure musical scale, the diatonic scale, seven notes. And I love bossa nova music, and it's in alignment with that. Number eight is a symbol of infinity, success, power, immortality, the DNA, showing us that we all start from small beginnings. Number nine is the cycle of completion, and everything flows back into one. And other numbers which are fascinating are 13. Do you have triskaidekaphobia? Are you scared of the number 13? Because 13 is a symbol of rebirth, regeneration, and that is why it is used in masonry. It is a very powerful number, but don't take my word for it. Do your own research, because there are many number sequences which we are told to stay away from, like 666. I used to be so afraid of that, and sometimes I would see it and I would turn away. I didn't see that. But 666 represents the structure of carbon, which all living things are made up of. Six protons, six neutrons, and six electrons. So in essence, it is a symbol of life. Many times, when we talk of synchronicity, in using it within our lives, I have seen that the way to create more meaningful synchronistic experiences is to be in the present moment, to allow, to not be in resistance, because it's all about mindfulness to see these meaningful coincidences happening. It's also about aligning ourselves to our highest purpose. Because I saw it within my life. The more I began to raise my own frequency, I began having so many synchronistic experiences. But when I was in a very low vibration, I was having hardly any because I was not paying attention. So exercising helps us raise our frequency. It makes us more alert. Plant-based foods helps to raise our frequency. Therefore, it gives us more clarity, more wellness within ourselves, more self-love. So, these coincidences become more meaningful. We see that it's happening all around us, and everything is based on numbers. Look at the brain wave states. Delta, theta, alpha, beta, gamma. It's all about the numbers. People that go to casinos know that. The thoughts we have are our children. The question is, are we taking care of them? Because I've seen that once you change your vibrational frequency, everything aligns to that same frequency. Once you change one aspect of your life, everything aligns to that same frequency. So if you are so interested in going out into nature, all of a sudden you're walking down the road and you meet someone else who shares a similar passion. That is what synchronicity is in its true essence. And right now, I just love what is happening all around us as we are having more fun, not being so hard on ourselves. We can move into our core frequency because everyone is here for a different reason. We are all supposed to be honoring our true authenticity. And when we do that, we will naturally attract everything we need. The beauty of synchronistic experiences is that they are subjective. They are personal. It's all about how we interpret them. Therefore, your own synchronistic experiences might sound crazy to other people. But that's okay, because in accepting yourself, you just place value on your own unique experiences. And I've had them, but I love hearing from other people because it puts a smile on my face to see that people are able to see these subtle intricacies in their daily life. It puts everything in perspective and it makes life worth living. We are living in a time where the veil is being lifted and numbers are sigils, they are logos, they are patterns, they are fractals, they are universal principles. We did not create numbers. Numbers created us. And please share with me your own synchronistic experiences because it's wonderful just to see where other people are coming from and how they've experienced it on their own personal journey. And I just love how the whole world is beginning to remember who they are. And numbers can help us when we see that if you can decode the numbers, you can get beneath the truth. Because numbers were before words. The letter E, the letter W, this is just the number 3. So I use this every single day to free myself, to be happy. Hey, have more beautiful synchronistic experiences. We are here, infinite waters, diving deep once again. Stay well, stay healthy.
So everything, he's a miracle, yeah. He's got that magic.
All right, guys.
Oh, okay.
Bye. All right. Welcome back, guys. Welcome back to the Motivational Classroom with Haru, Cedric, Dwight, and LJ. I am joined by LJ and Cedric at the moment. Brother Dwight isn't with us today, but he is in the background showing his love, peace and love to you, brother. All right, y'all. So what we're talking about today in the classroom is synchronicity, right? Synchronicity, sacred geometry, and ancient wisdom. So what you just heard was a clip by Ralph Smart. We love some Ralph Smart, you know, and I love the clip that Ralph Smart just did. I mean, all wisdom, you know what I'm saying, within that clip. So as we do here on the classroom, we come back and we discuss the lecture that we just listened to, right? All right, so Brother Cedric, LJ, peace and love to you both.
Peace and love. Peace and love. Greetings, family.
How you feeling today, LJ?
I have the sniffles. I feel like Mr. Snuffleupagus. I have come into something that is bothering my allergies. So I am like sniffing and carrying on, sneezing and all like that. I don't know what I came in contact with, but it is showing up, kicking my yassel's the tail today. But I'm here.
Oh,
so
no.
Fuck it, we made
but
it.
But you're here, hey. We made it, yes.
We made
all
it.
All right. Well, how was yesterday for you? How did it end your whole day? I saw a lot of pictures you posted. How did yesterday go for you?
Yesterday ended up being serene. It was really serene. I communed with my mom and my aunt and my cousins that are on my ancestral altar that are moms, and they all like wine, so I went out and got some Kalarasi and put it on the altar and lit up my candles, and I sipped a little bit, and they sipped a little bit, and we just had a good time. I had to give homage to Ishu, for opening the gates of all possibilities in my regard, you know, just so that I could have some solace. And so I gave Ishu some Bacardi Gold, and I gave Oshun some wine, too, because, you know, she's the loving mama. And so I was home. I pretty much just chilled, you know. It wasn't anything patapatine, because for my home, every day is Mother's Day. Every day that I can wake up and my children are alive and functioning. Every day that I'm waking up in my sound mind and full of love for my children, you know, it was nothing any different from any other day. It was just kind of like the day that society does the acknowledgement, you know. So I had to test out my new vacuum because my baby's got me a new vacuum cleaner. So I had to test out my vacuum cleaner.
Okay. All right.
You know, I had cooked up some spaghetti and salad and garlic bread and all like that. So we broke bread together. My daughter is out of town, so she's on her way back home now from her grandfather's transitioning services. So it was real surreal.
Oh, yeah.
And me and the boys, we kind of chilled out together and everything. And then my oldest, he went out with his lady friend, and they did their thing. And so it was real serene, but, you know, I was able to tap in, stay in my higher vibrations. I posted a video in the regard, you know, of Mother's Day and my perspective. And it was cool. You know, I went to bed early because then here came these hot shoes and these sniffles. And I had to, I took some medicine to try to get this congestion out of my head, and that knocked me out. So it was a wrap, because I normally don't do medicine. So I'm finding that when I do something, I'm sensitive to it, because I don't normally put it in my system. But my head, I was walking around with water head, and I couldn't get it together. So, yeah, I took me some medicine, and then conked out. Not to mention that I, you know, Benadryl and wine don't really go together.
Yeah, right.
So I was a little more tipsy than I thought I was, but I was at home, so it was okay. By the time I laid down and woke up this morning, I was like, oh, okay, yeah, I had put me to sleep. That's all right. But it was serene. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, all right.
So, Freddie, what did y'all do? What did you and Connie do for yesterday?
Oh, sis, we just chilled. You know, I was telling Haru earlier, her youngest son came over, so he took us to lunch, and took her to lunch, and I just accompanied them, and then we came back home, and yeah, we just chilled. It was real, like, relaxing. You know, the sun was out. Everything was, you know, temperature was great. Everything was cool. And then today, it's like not as hot. It's cool. It's ratchet. It ain't no sun out. It smells like 538 years of stress, depression, and fucking somebody just did not want to get the fuck out of their bed today. So, yeah, it's just, you know, today is cool. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. It's like, well, it rains here. It rains off and on all day. And I think that's kind of where everybody kind of, you know, got the snow.
Right, right.
Because we were out and it was fine. You know, I had ran to the grocery store to get the stuff to, you know, to cook dinner. And then coming back in, it was like it was hot 1 minute, then it got cool. Then last night it was cold. Today the sun's shining, but it's the illusion of inclusion. It's cold as hell. Well, not cold as hell, but it's chilly. So I think the whole southeast is dealing with that. I know in Mississippi they're flooding, so I'm gonna send protection and love out to Mississippi because they're dealing with the Mississippi River overflowing. So for our listeners that are in Mississippi, love and protection upon you all. That, you know what I'm saying, the material things are lost, but that you maintain and sustain what's important, and that's life. So, you know, just to send that shout out to Mississippi, they are catching it with all this rain and stuff.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
it's bad. Wow. It was on the news this morning. Mississippi is really taking a hard hit. A lot of flooding, flash flooding. They said that people were had passed away. Their streets are covered with garbage and water. So just shouts out to, you know, Mississippi in that region that, you know, the universe is protecting them. And, you know, the waters will subside hopefully very soon and it can begin to rebuild in some level of normality. Because it's chaotic there for them, according to the news this rising.
Wow, Shay, sending love to Mississippi. I had no clue that was going on. Wow. All right.
Yeah, they're catching it.
All right.
They're catching it.
Okay. All right, guys. So today in the classroom, you know, as you heard, LJ, we're talking about synchronicity, sacred geometry, and ancient wisdom. So pretty much, I'm not sure how much of the clip you listened to, but, you know, we kind of covered seeing numbers, our synchronistic experiences. Seeing numbers is like one of the seems to be one of the dominant ones for everyone, right? So, Brother Cedric, how did you feel about the clip, brother?
I thought it was good because it really kind of for people that don't understand, you know, numbers and synchronicity, he gave you an exact, you know, blueprint of what you should understand when you seeing numbers, when you are starting to understand numbers and starting to really come into a balance with understanding what you see and how you apply it to your life, or for that, not even just how you apply it to your life, but how they are affecting you. And not even just what people are telling you, is what you see. You should be able to see numbers, know what they mean, and be able to operate in that said fashion, in that frequency. By having people that have high knowledge in these numbers, you should be able to not only recognize the numbers, know already what's going on, and if you have any confusion, you should be able to know who to connect with. So I thought this was just right there, like the beginning of the week, getting your shit ready to go, because I already know we're going in.
Yes.
I should say.
Yes. All right. So, LJ, so what has been some of your synchronistic experiences and with the numbers and synchronicity, love?
Numerology is a big thing for me. Waking up at certain times and those numbers. See, for me, it's not just a clock or a time or a date. It's what gets my attention. You know, because I can look at the clock and it's 2:57, and okay, it's 2:57. You know what I'm saying? But when it jumps out at me and I'm seeing 2:22, I'm seeing 11:11. And it's not only pertinent in that one day, but it kind of, for me, it'll rain over for a couple of days, and it's like, okay, the universe is getting my attention. 11:11, the gates are open. You know, I look at it, see it on the clock, see it at on somebody's license plate, and then see it as an address. The universe is giving me signs that I need to pay attention. The gates are open. So let me move into doing something that I want to grow or I want to get rid of, depending on where I am with that. Also, for me, Ogun is a protector for me. So when I hear bells and whistles, fire trucks, train horns, things of that nature, that's a sign for me to pay attention to my immediate environment, to be on my A game. And it really has worked. I'm going to give you a little short story. One night I had took MJ out to go get on the bus, and, you know, before the time changed, it was dark in the early morning. And so I took him out to the parking lot, and I kept hearing these fire trucks, but they was, like, off in the distance. So I really didn't pay a lot of attention to it because it was so far off in the distance. But they started coming closer to where I was. I couldn't see the truck, and I couldn't see where they were going, but the sound was getting more profound. Well, lo and behold, the universe was telling me to be advised because there was a man that was behind the trucks in the parking lot. And so I put MJ on the bus, and went to turn around, and my neighbor on the third floor, normally I don't pay any attention to, you know, people being on their patios, that's their business. But she said real strange to me, "Good morning, how are you today?" And when she said good morning, this man walks up and walks past me, and I was like, "What the fuck's that? What in the world?" And she was like, when I came up into the hallway, she said, "You didn't see him, but I did." She said, "And he had been behind your truck." She said, "And I just stood there in the shadows, and I only said something because he was getting closer to you, but you wasn't paying any attention to him. So when I said good morning, he was close enough to you, and I was trying to trigger you to pay attention." She said, "And I knew he had startled you. This guy was like 300 pounds, 6'2", big as hell." So I was like, "Wow." And she was like, "Yeah." She said, "I knew you didn't see him, but I seen it." She said, "And I normally don't even come out here this early, but something told me at 6 o'clock this morning to have my coffee on my patio. So I sat out on the patio and had my coffee." So I don't know what could have happened, but I know that the universe had put things in play for whatever was the negative not to happen. You know what I'm saying? So I'm grateful for that. And that was the incident that made me really start to pay attention. So now when I hear these bells and these whistles and these triggers, I'm on my A game because I know that that is the energy letting me know that it's something I need to be aware of or advised of, you know, in my immediate surroundings. So, you know, nothing is by chance. When you feel something, pay attention to that. You know, people call it sixth sense or whatever, but pay attention to these things that are not your norm, because these are warning signs, both for the positive and the negative. So always be advised to your energies or entities that are connected to you in ways that are giving you an insight on what's going on around you.
Ashe.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yes. Yes, LJ, you know, I in the beginning I was telling people, you know, it's pretty much what it means for you.
You know what I'm saying? Even decoding the numbers, when you start to see numbers, you know, there's like a there's always a general definition out there. But I encourage people to go further. You know, like, what was your dominant thought in that moment? What were you seeking clarity on in that moment? You know what I'm saying? So it's important to discern it for what it means for you, whatever it is.
Right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And here's another thing that Dwight actually posted, and he said, we will stop calling them synchronistic events when we start to realize that we are God. He said,
right.
You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Right. And I was like, I said, okay. That was my reaction, too. I was like, okay. You know, I had to really just kind of marinate on it, you know what I'm saying? And Ralph Smart spoke on energy, right? We know that everything is energy. So whatever our dominant thought is kind of what we attract, you know what I mean? So, like, if we're on a low vibratory aspect, we're going to attract that. If we're on a high vibratory aspect, we're going to attract, you know, a lot of the synchronistic events. You know, that when we're in high vibrations, that seems to be a place where all of those things start to occur, right?
Mm-hmm.
So
I agree.
All right. So we had read an article, LJ, and the article was it was seven. What is it? Hold on. It's 7 steps to invite synchronicity in your life. And so number one was be open to receive the wisdom of as each moment unfolds. And number two was know what you want and set the intention. Number three was shift your energy. Number four was be in service of people in your life and for all of humanity. Number four is let go and let the magic happen for you. And number six was relax. And number seven was embrace the mystery. So, yeah.
That embracing the mystery, that's unique because you can use that in every aspect of the ones before it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, embracing that mystery part, that is the magic. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So that's now see that right there then gave me a whole nother outlook. Thank you.
Let me go deeper into what it says. It says, embrace the mystery. Synchronicity is about being awakened to the infinite possibilities available to us within the divine matrix of perception. Have fun with it, embrace it, and let it flow to you like pure water of a spring. Allow the mystery to unfold, is what it says.
See, I like that because, see, I'm a water sign. So anything that's letting me be free-flowing, I'm loving that. I'm loving that, you know what I'm saying? I don't like to be in no box. The hell with the box.
Yeah.
Bust the box open and let me just be. So that, you know, that says a lot because a lot of times when people are working on something, whatever that idea or initiation is for that idea, a lot of times there's fear. You know, I want this, but I don't know how to get it. So I'm uncomfortable manifesting it or finding a way to plan it out or create it or whatever. So that whole little piece about embracing the mystery of it, don't allow that to make you be scared of it, but embrace it. Allow the mystery to unlock the unknown for you as you are growing in your knowing of what it is you want to manifest or that you're creating or whatever. So that's a very good article. I like that.
Yes, yes, yes. I'm going to post it in a Facebook group for the listening audience, guys. Please be sure that you join our Facebook group for you can get all the updates that's coming up. Also, we have a broadcast that's coming up tonight, and that's with a Craig Samuels with the Samuels Experience. He's going to be talking about the silence of black tears. He has also a special guest with him. So I know Craig always brings it. You know what I'm saying? Craig goes in deep with his conversation. So please be sure to tune in tonight. And that's going to be at 6 p.m. Eastern, 5 Central
on Enhancing Awareness Radio, The Silence of Black Tears. I'm not sure of his guest name, but he always has great guests, guys. So if you haven't tuned into the Scandalous Experience, I definitely encourage you to do that. All right, y'all. So, I mean, we, again, this week we're going to be talking about numbers. Today was about synchronicity and pretty much kind of the start and the brink of it. Tomorrow we're going to hone in on 11-11. Hopefully Dwight will be with us tomorrow because when it comes to the numbers, this is Dwight's area. And then I believe on Tuesday, we're going to be 333, all of the numbers, guys. We're going to be breaking it down until up until Wednesday. So please be sure to tune in today. All right, guys, unless you guys had anything else, I mean, we can begin to start to wrap up.
No, I don't have anything else.
Okay. All right. We good. Okay. All right. So, for my wrap-up, guys, is, you know, just everything that I was saying, guys, is that when it comes to synchronicity, you know, like the mystery, you know what I'm saying, what we just wrote, read, number 7, is embrace the mystery, you know what I'm saying? And when we begin to just allow it to unfold, I mean, the shit is mind-blowing. Y'all heard Cedric share his experience when he was in New York. You know what I'm saying? And it was probably like his divine alignment, his energy, you know, being excited with Shari, you know, like all of that, you know, came together and he started to see all these different type of numbers. You know what I mean? So it's energy. You know what I'm saying? So when we're in that high vibratory energy, always pay attention and just allow the beautiful mystery to unfold, y'all. It's mind blowing. So that's all I got. All right, Cedric?
All I'm going to say is that I think that, you know, understanding the very essence of how you see numbers and nobody else sees them, how you see them, I think is key. And what makes everything kind of one understanding is the application in which you apply it to your life. Not for the negative, not for, you know, bullshit, but for the positive. And if you're confused, mm-hmm. you know how to ask questions. I think that's one of the bigger things, too, is, you know, if you're confused about something and you don't know something, ask questions. And as always, you know, I just love, you know, being able to be a part of this because, you know, education is the knowledge of all wisdom. So peace and love.
Ashe, I like that, oh, Brother Cedric.
Oh, yes. All right, LJ.
For me, I'm going to say use your power. Use your power. Everything that you, and it goes back to what we've been saying, know yourself. Because when you know yourself, 333 for what it is for Brother Haru or Brother Cedric may not be what it is to me. And so when you know yourself, you're able to better put these pieces of communication within the energy together to figure out what it is, like Brother Cedric said, for you. Intimacy is also another reign in which Ralph Smart talked about with, you know, sex in having these also communications. I don't know if anybody else has had this experience, but during intimacy, and after intimacy, being able to tap into dreams and be able to pull from those dreams answers. You know, people don't really acknowledge intimacy like they could. I ain't going to say should because everything ain't for everybody, but could. In your intimacy, you create an energy. And so as you sleep and you're rested from that level of exchange, a lot of things can be open to you in your 5D or 4D that wasn't on your 3D level, which is the normal realm that we all function on. So these things unlock keys. These energies open up vibrations. You may have had answers. You may receive answers from the place of intimacy. This is why intimacy is healing. Because you got questions and answers, and you saying, I just can't find it. You know, nobody has the completion to what I'm asking. And then you get a good orgasm and go to sleep, and all of your questions are answered in the dream. And it's like, wow, you know, something told me I should have came over here and did A, B, C, and D, but I wasn't sure. And so in that dream, you got confirmation from the energy being exchanged and the intimacy. So it's all intimacy when you're dealing with the things that are around you. Free flowing is the key to getting through these spaces and places that you're unsure of. And there is nothing that is going on with you. There's no question that you come up with that does not have an answer. You just have to be willing to find the signs and signals that are around you giving you those answers. You know, you use your animal totems, you use your number totems, you use your spirit guides, you use your tarot, you use your crystals. All of these things are tools that are in play to assist you in getting the answers that you seek. The only thing that blocks you is fear. Remove your fear, know yourself, and tap into everything that is energy, and you'll have your answers. I promise you. I know because I've done it.
Yes.
With that being said, me and my little runny nose is going to get out. Get out the way.
All right. Well, thank you for that. Thank you to everybody. Thanks the panel, y'all. Yeah, I mean, thank you guys for tuning in, listening online. I hope you guys got something out, you know, of the sacred geometry, synchronicity, and wisdom, and just, you know, note it for your own life. Thank you. All right, y'all. Yeah. We'll go out with a song, and tomorrow we're going to be discussing 11:11. All right, guys. Peace and love.
Peace and love, family. Good day.
Peace.
It's the mystery of iniquity. That is the misery of iniquity. That is the history of iniquity. Oh, and it all falls down.
Handle the truth in a courtroom alive. Purges the jurors, witnesses, spies. Crooked lawyers, false indictments, publicized. It's entertainment, the arraignments, the subpoenas. High profile gladiators in bloodthirsty arenas. Enter the dragon, black robe, crooked balance. Souls bought and sold and paroled for 30 talents. Court reporter, catch the circus on a paper. File it in the system, not acknowledged by the maker. Swearing by the Bible, blatantly blasphemous. Publicly perpetrating that in God we trust. Cross-examined by a master manipulator, the faster, intimidator, receiving the judge's favor, deceiving sabers, doing injury to their neighbors, the status, gratis, apparatus, and legal waivers, see the bailiff, representing security, holding the word of God, soliciting perjury, the prosecution, political prostitution, the more money you pay, the further away solution, legal actors, Babylon's benefactors, masquerading as the agency for the client, hypocritical giants, morally non-compliant, orally armed to do bodily harm, polluted, recruited, and suited judicial charm, and the defense, is it making any sense? Faking the confidence of escaping the consequence that a defendant is dependent on the system, totally void of judgment, purposely made to twist them, emotional victim, blackmailed by the henchmen, framed by intentions, inventions whereby they lynch men. Enter the false witness, slandering the accused, planting the seed, openly showing he's being used. To discredit, edit, headed for the alleged, smearing the individual, fearing the unsuspected, expert witness, the paid authority, made a priority to deceive the majority of disinterested peers, dodging duty for years, hating the process, waiting to return to their careers. Do we expect a system made for the elect to possibly judge correct, properly serve and protect, materially corrupt, spiritually amok, oblivious to the cause, prosperously bankrupt, blindly to the blind, guilty never defined, filthy a swine, a generation pure in its own mind, legal extortion, blown out of proportion, in vain deceit, the truth is obsolete. Only two positions, victimizer or victim. Both end up in destruction, trusting this crooked system. Mafia with diplomas, keeping us in a coma, trying to own a piece of the American corona. The revolving door, insanity every floor. Skyscraping, paper chasing, what are we working for? Empty traditions, reaching social positions, teaching ambition to support the family superstition. When the son of perdition is commander in chief to stand at his feet, brethren, can we candidly speak? Woe to the men trusting in the chariots, them leaning on horses, they run their intellectual sources, counterfeit wisdom, creating the illusion of freedom. Confusion consumes them. Every word they speak is enticing them. Outwardly white, internally they act in the light, and trapped in the night, and bondage to the cane in the night, under the curse. Evil men waxing more worse, facts in the first. Angelic being cast to the earth, it's time for rebirth. Burning up the branch and the root, the empty pursuits of every tree bearing the wrong fruit. Turn to me ill, let him who stole no longer steal. Oh Israel, surrender for Jehovah is real. How long will you sleep? Troubled by the thoughts that you keep, the idols you heap, causing the destruction you reap. Judgment is come, find it and return to the one. Abandon the flesh, self-interest, broad way to death, pride and greed, hiding, subdividing the seed. The knowledge of good and evil is what caused us to lie, caused us to die. Let your emotions be crucified. Renounce all your thoughts. Repent and let your mind be retaught. You find what you sought was based on a deception you bought, a perception of naught where the majority remains caught. Loving a lie, not realizing an atom or die. Loving a lie, not realizing an atom or die. Loving a lie, not realizing an atom or die. Loving a lie, not realizing an atom or die. It's the mystery of iniquity. That is the history of iniquity.